I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
A lot of stuff happened tonight. Mm-hmm. To you, what's the most maddening part of it all?
That I was able to help Montez in the inning right there. He executed. He made a pitch to get us out of the inning and come out with a clean inning. And I wasn't able to finish the play for him. You know, he's a guy that's been going through it, and I wanted to be there for him.
And that ball just kind of kangarooed on you at the end.
Yeah, it's a routine ground ball. It should be made, you know. It is what it is when it comes to the field, you know. I should have made that play.
You look pretty frustrated in the dugout afterwards.
For sure. You know, I take a lot of pride in defense. For me, it's like, the pitchers, they work as hard as they can. They study the hitters. They have a game plan. They execute the pitch. If it's a ground ball to me, it's on me to finish the play for them. You know, that's the frustrating part of this, because Montez did everything right and wasn't able to come through for him. But I'll learn from this one and get better.
Francisco, you usually don't show that level of frustration like that, outwardly at least. Was that stuff that was bottled up, or was that just a singular play that you were frustrated with there?
Probably a singular play. Every year, there's always a moment in the year for me that I bent out like that. Just this time, it was right there in the dugout. I have to be better. I have to pick up my teammates. I have to be there for my teammates. And I have to finish the plays, you know? It was in the offense and defense or base running. Bottom line, I have to be better.
Brewers are obviously a good team, just when you look at the record, but it seems like they do a really good job of taking advantage when the other teams make mistakes. Is that kind of what you've seen, even just in these two games?
They're a really good team, yeah. They're a really good team. They do things right. Yeah, so credit to them.
Francisco, was it in your mind on that play to go to first? Because it looked like second might not have been an option.
On the error?
Yeah.
I talked to Jeff before that play, and we communicated, and it was, to me, the right play there was to go to first base. They have a guy that can run the first, and the ball took a high hop, and probably the right play was to go to first base, but he's got to make the play.
It's hard to celebrate it too much after a loss, but Pete tied Strawberry tonight.
That's amazing. He's one of the best power hitters in this organization. Well, the best one, and in the game as well. You know, and what he does day in and day out, it's impressive. And I'm super proud of him, and I'm glad he's my teammate. I got to witness history.
I have to think most of the guys were probably aware of it when he hit it.
100%. Everyone here was happy for him. You know, it's something that I know he doesn't talk about much, but I'm sure he wanted it. You know, and for him to accomplish that, it's a good thing. I'm sure he's gonna hit one here tomorrow, the next day, and be the sole leader of the franchise of home runs.
Getting to be his teammate the last few seasons, just what have you learned, and what does he mean to the organization?
His consistency, he's incredible. I don't think he believes he's a power hitter. He's somebody who wants to go gap to gap and take his base hits the other way, and that's what makes him who he is. So can't wait to continue to watch him the rest of the year and see how many home runs he finished with.
How's the frustration level right now compared to, like, say, June when you guys had that losing streak and later you had the meeting? And
I mean, losing is losing. It's one of those where you hate it. You don't want to lose. It's right now I got to play much better baseball to help this team. And we all hate losing. You know, it's one of those at the end of the day we finish the games and it's like we talk among ourselves. We continue to be there for each other. And yeah, it sucks to lose. Nobody wants to lose, but this is part of adversity. It's something that we're going to have to deal with, and we're going to have to go out there and take it. No one's going to give it to us, and I got to be better for sure.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.